young people feeling like our voices haven't mattered for so long now, and feeling as if older voters dominate the conversation, it's really difficult to get young people out to vote and to feel involved.
Young people have been known as a group that does not turn out to vote, especially young minorities. But it's not because they don't care about politics. They feel that their voices are not being heard. Alex Anaki is a 19-year-old junior at Florida International University. He voted for Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders on March 2nd, the first day of early voting in Miami-Dade County. The most important issue getting his vote? Education.
I grew up seeing my parents struggle to pay off student loan debt from state schools in New York for both undergraduate and grad school. And so I know that even at public universities, the issue of student debt and college affordability is real.
He is also concerned with climate change, gun control, and foreign policy. He admits that it was hard for him to decide among the large and diverse pool of candidates in this election cycle. He likes former Vice President Joe Biden as a moderate politician, but he thinks a strong ideology is the way to defeat President Donald Trump.
Generally, the Democratic Party platform has pivoted to the left. And so to me, it's not a hard decision deciding between a more centrist pick like the Vice President Joe Biden, who I respect and would love to support in the general election if he is the nominee. But I think that we only have one opportunity to beat Donald Trump now. This is the last one.
Florida is an important state for the candidates. It has 248 delegates at stake for the Democratic nomination. Floridians are voting in the primaries next Tuesday, March 17. Voters between the ages of 18 to 24 care about student loans, healthcare, climate change, and foreign policy. Marisa Houghton is a 20-year-old resident of Broward County. He's from Jamaica. He's voting for the first time after becoming a U.S. citizen in 2019.
My primary issue is foreign policy. Foreign policy, especially coming from a different country, and this is played very much. I've realized how much soft power the United States has. And with the switching of administrations, it tends to be eroded or enhanced. And I want essentially a candidate that has the ability to bring about the U.S.'s soft power before other foreign powers jump in. And all the United States has to rely on is its hard power, such as its military force or its economic might.
Nicola Frances, a 24-year-old graduate student from the University of Florida, is concerned with climate change and healthcare.
I've been able to see from Joe Biden examples of what he's been able to get done in the past, and having more concrete ideas about how we'll get to covering more people in healthcare in the future. Some of the individual policies that would attract me the most for him really are to do with conservation and global warming. He was able to pass some of the first conservation legislation, I believe in the 80s. He helped put together the Paris Climate Accords, and things like that are really important for me.
According to a poll that Florida Atlantic University released on March 10, Biden has more support in Florida with 61% of the vote ahead of the primaries on Tuesday. Sanders has 25%, but leads among young people. He has 35% of young voter support, while Biden has 15. On March 17, voting stations will be open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Vote-by-mail ballots are due on that day by 7 p.m. Florida is a closed primary state, so only people who register to vote as a Democrat or Republican by February 18 can vote. Check out the rest of our primary coverage at sfmn.fiu.edu. In Miami, this is Alejandra Marquez-Hansen.